Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Neeson with Torah Life Ministries, and we will be doing our devotional that we do every day.
And the devotional is called Suffer Well, and it's Suffer Well, and that's what we have to learn and understand what to do. And we're going to be speaking about little children today and just the reshaping of our minds. And we look at what the scriptures say about His protection and love for us, especially at this time where so many people are fearing or worried about the ways of man's and the things of man's ways. And we look at what our Creator says about these things. So I welcome everybody to the show this morning, and I want to read the devotional and then speak about the devotional. But I want to just remind people that our Creator has our best interest in mind. And if we look back in history of our own lives and other people's lives, He's not going to let us suffer for no reason. He's not going to let us go through trials for no reason. He wants to refine us to come out to the other side better than we went in one side. But we have to take that faith and make that step. And I think it's a wonderful, beautiful thing when people in the midst of trouble could put everything inside, in the midst of fear, could put everything away and just understand the scripture that says, "Be still and know that I am Yahweh. Be still and know that I am the one that created you in the womb. I am the one that knows every hair on your head. I am your creator." And we look at that, and we look at the devotional this morning that says, "Little children, you dear children are from the mighty one and have overcome the spirits of the Antichrist, the spirit of the lower self, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in this world." And we look at this scripture in John 4, and John 4, 4 says, 1 John 4, 4 says that same verse which we just read. "But you belong to Yahweh, my dear children. You have already won the victory over those people, because the spirit who lives in you is greater than the spirit who lives in the world." This is what we must hold tight to and understand. There's a spiritual battle going on that we can't see with our physical eyes. But the closer we get to Him, we see it with our spiritual eyes. And even then, if we don't see it, we have to trust in faith. Please listen to yesterday's devotional that we read about trust and faith and knowing that you could be 100% victorious when you go to His side. Continuing with the devotional, it says, "You see, my child, this is another truth you can rest upon. It is truth from me by my spirit through my much loved servant, John, delivered right into your heart or into your mind. Do you believe it? Slow down and consider what I'm asking you. Do you believe you have overcome? I never take my eyes off you. I see your fear. I hear your fear. Go ahead, ask me. I can handle it. The humble ones know to ask as they whisper to me. If he who is in me, Father, has overcome, why do I still feel defeated? Why do I feel like I am losing the battles? Why am I afraid of you?" Now I'm going to pause for a second from this devotional and just remind everybody. We need to run to Him and ask Him. And just ask Him. Ask Him and speak to Him and pray to Him. The answers don't come in books or videos on the internet or even people you know. The answers come from Him. But you have to ask Him. Ask Him. He can do all things. But we need to ask. Going back to the devotional, it says, "It's all perspective, most loved one. Perspective. What if I told you your loss is really gain? Would you allow me to make those decisions for you? Can I decide what is best for you? You have heard that my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways." And that's Isaiah 55:8 that says, "My thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, says Yahweh, and my ways are far beyond anything you could imagine. You know I am not limited by time, not only do I see the beginning and the end of all things, I am the beginning of the ends. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is a pattern according to my will. Those, the meek ones who stay near, never shudder at my sudden changes in course. Those who suffer under my hand learn to be overridden as they learn to appreciate it. When my work is completed, no one has ever said, "How dare you?" Instead, they have all bowed before me and worshiped. You are learning to overcome, my child. Open your eyes and see. Your obedience has you tucked right under my wings. I will do the flying. You just rest there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father Yahweh. And this is the place we must go to. This is the place we must take ourselves to. We must learn that trials will come. We're going to be in the valleys just as much as we're going to be in the peaks. But we must learn to ask him. Run to him first. When you get diagnosed with a disease, don't run to the doctor because you have medical insurance. Don't think you know the natural way to do things and call me up and seek a cure or an answer first. First, run to him. Ask him what you should do. Ask him to guide your path. And you say, well, you don't hear him. Ask him. Ask him so you would hear him. Ask him. You say you don't see his way. Ask him to show you. Ask him. He will answer you. And through the obedience, you get the blessing of him hearing your prayers and answering you. Ask him. But remember, his promise to us, part of his covenant is he will take us under his wing. He will protect us every single time, as long as we ask him. It's about reverence, folks. That's what it's about. When you run to your doctor before you run to him, reverence. When you run to turn on the news before you run to him, reverence. Who are you putting before him? Ask him. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Give him the reverence. You'll bow down for a judge in a courtroom, but you won't bow down to him in prayer. Reverence. We need to understand that. We need to understand what it means when he says, have no other gods before me. Do not make any other idols. It's me. I want everything. His purpose for us in life is us to be in awe of him. He's shown us. He split open seas. He cures paralyzed people. He cures blind people. He brings people back from the dead. Ask him. I don't know no YouTube person making videos. I don't know no media person out there. I know no doctor out there. I know no medical insurance out there that's doing the things that he's done and continues to do for us. Ask him. Trust him. Reverence. That's what we need to do. What does his word say? What does his holy word say? When times are hard, when we feel when we're in that valley, he says, sing. Sing. Sing to Yahweh, all the earth. Sing and praise him. Psalms 91:4 says, he will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and your protection. It's so beautiful. Every part of him, his feathers, his wings, every part of our Creator wants to protect his creation. But we have to do the responsibility. Ask him and come to him and leave it in his hands. And I think back to the times of my life when I ran to him and how he answered. And even this very day, how I see him answering my prayers versus when I tried to do things on my own and I got myself in trouble. I go back to that verse we read this morning. My ways are far beyond anything you can imagine. Far beyond anything we could imagine is his ways. His ways are not necessarily our ways, but our ways should become his ways. Ask him. Deuteronomy 32:11 says, like an eagle that rouses her chicks and hovers over her young, he spreads his wings to take them up, and he carries them safely on his wings. This is his covenant he's made with us. He's made it with us. Psalm 17:8 says, guard me as you would guard your own eyes. Hide me in the shadow of your wings. Do you understand the connection between his creation and his protection and his shelter? He wants to shelter us from these things. And that's going to be his answer every single time. Do not fear man. Run to me. He will give us the mind of the things to do, how to protect ourselves, and are all part of his creation, not man's crazy creation of putting stuff in a needle and injecting us in our body. No. We need to understand that the protection of all the viruses and all the diseases and everything in this world is one answer. It's a circumcised heart. It's a circumcised heart. That's the answer. That's what's going to let us walk proudly and fully, knowing that we have a creator who can overcome everything. We will be successful in every single thing we put our hand to according to his plan if we stick to his plan. But when we start thinking our ways are better than his ways, and we start doubting him and going to other people first and other things first, we're telling him he's not that important in our lives. We're telling him we're not giving him the reverence that he deserves. And that's how we get ourselves in trouble. But we need the heart of those that are circumcised. And it gives us the examples in scripture. Psalms 36:7 says, "How precious is your unfailing love, O Yahweh. All humanity finds shelter under your wings." Not some people, sometimes. Every single time he will be there for you. Every single time. Think about when David was running from Saul. Think about what was going on and amongst all the things that he's done and all the things in his life. And this was even when his life was going good before he did many of these things. It says in Psalms 57, verse 1, "Have mercy on me, O Yahweh, have mercy. I look to you for protection. I will hide beneath the shadow of your wings until the danger passes." How many of you are seeking his mercy? How many of you are looking to him for protection? How many of you are asking him? How many of you are listening to man and the news and running to the store and stocking up on all these different things and not even asking your creator if that's what you should be doing? If that's what he tells you to do, go and do it. But don't listen to the news and all these other people before asking him if you should even be watching the news. Ask him. This is what we need to understand. Psalm 61:2-4, "From the ends of the earth I cry to you for help when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the towering rock of safety. You are my safe refuge, a fortress. When my enemies cannot reach me, let me live forever in your sanctuary, safe beneath the shelter of your wings." Do you understand, everyone, about the protection of our wonderful creator and what he desires to give us? And then we could sing for the joy that he brings us, as it says in Psalms, which is songs, which is the praises. And we could praise in Psalm 63:7. It says, "Because you are my helper, I sing for joy in the shadow of your wings." We're not under his wing in fear and worried and upset and scared. No, we're under his wing singing praises for joy because we got the greatest protection in the world. We got the greatest protection in the world. Everyone's running around to get a test to see if they have a certain illness of man. But ask our creator. He'll reveal everything to you. Ask him and trust his answer. Trust his answer. He will keep us safe from everything, from all evil. 1 John 5:18 says, "We know that Yahweh's children do not make a practice of sinning, for Yahweh's son holds them securely, and the evil one cannot touch them." If you are his true children, he will protect you. Even if you're not in his mercy, he'll protect you. 1 John 4:4 says, "Dear children, you belong to Yahweh. You have won the victory already over these people because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in this world." And 2 Thessalonians 3:3 says, "But Yahweh is faithful. He will strengthen you and guard you from the evil one, that no harm should come amongst us." And we must see with those visual eyes to understand what he's doing is his hand, and he has the power to allow everything and do everything. Do you think Job was worried and fearful that man's ways or things that were happening to him or even the enemy's ways were going to overcome him? No, he ran to Yahweh and he trusted Yahweh. He didn't understand Yahweh, but he trusted him. He asked him, he spoke to him over and over again, all throughout the book of Job. He was talking to Yahweh. He made his plea. Amongst everything, he went to Yahweh. Psalms 121, 7 and 8 says, Yahweh keeps you from all harm and watches over your life. He watches over your life. Proverbs means wisdom. Wisdom. Wisdom is another word. Proverbs. That's what it means. And it says in Proverbs 1:33 and 34, but whoever listens to me will live in safety and be at ease without fear of harm. My son, if you receive my words and treasure up my commandments, he will be with us. So beautiful, so beautiful. Proverbs 19:23 says, the fear of Yahweh leads to life. One will sleep at night without danger. How many people are losing sleep over the things of this world because they're watching the news before they go to sleep? I submit to you, stop watching the news before you go to sleep and read your Bible before you go to sleep. I submit to you, don't wake up and turn on the news to see all the things that are going on in this world. Open up your Bible and read the words of our Creator and know the things that are going on. Ask Him. Psalms 91, so beautiful, Psalms 91. Thank you, Father. Psalms 91 says in verses 9 and 10, because thou hast made Yahweh, which is my refuge, even the Most High, there shall be no evil befall on thee, neither shall any plague come, high or low. No one will touch me. Proverbs 12:21 says, no harm comes to the godly, but the wicked have their fill of trouble. Leave that up to the world. You're a different person. And then I talk all the time about the commandments and keeping the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. Ecclesiastes 8:5 says, whoever obeys his command will come to no harm. And the wise heart will know the proper time and procedure. What? The wise heart will know the proper time and procedure. I'm not adding or taking away from Scripture, but I'm going to give you an even better translation of that verse. The circumcised heart will know the proper time and procedure. The circumcised heart will know. Ask him and run to him first, folks. He is faithful. We go back to Psalms 91, verses 14 and 16 says, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. When they call on me, when they call on me, asking him, when they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honor them. I will reward them with a long life and give them my salvation. What does it call us to do? What does it call us to do? It says to run to him, to trust him, to ask him, and he will answer. And then we go to Psalms 91, verses 1 to 6. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Didn't we just speak about his wing and the joy that comes with being under his shelter? We continue reading. This I declare about Yahweh. He alone is my refuge. He alone is my refuge. Not some vaccine, not some toilet paper from the store that could think people could be healed by toilet paper, not some Lysol can. People shouldn't be running to the store to get all the Lysol cans off the shelves. People should be running to the store to get all the Bibles off the shelves. That's what the problem is. He goes on, he says, my place of safety, he is my God, and I trust him. For he will rescue you from every trap and protect you from every deadly disease. What? What? Every deadly disease. He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Do not be afraid of the terrors of the night, nor the arrows that fly by day. Do not dread the diseases that stalks in the darkness, nor the disaster that stalks at midday. Folks, here's what I recommend you do every day until this thing passes and all this stuff and this worry and fear is going on. And even beyond that, every single morning, every single night, and every single afternoon, read Psalms 91. Read it. Read it and trust it and believe it. That's what you need to do. That's what you need to do. Read it and trust it and believe it. Have your children write it down and go over it with them. You write it down every single day before you go to sleep, when you get up. Read it, trust it, and believe it. That's going to protect you. That's going to help you trust Yahweh and run to him. We read Isaiah 54:17 and understand that if we're with him, who can be against us? It says, but in that coming day, no weapon turned against you will succeed. You will silence every voice raised up to accuse you. These benefits are enjoyed by the servants of Yahweh. their vindication will come from me. I, Yahweh, have spoken. Romans 8:31, his word, his holy word says, what shall we then say to these things? If God be with us, who can be against us? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Yahweh. Thank you. I know, folks, I am not alone. I am never alone in my life. I know our Creator walks with me, and he talks to me, and he tells me everything I need to know. Everything. Psalms 118, 6 and 7 says, Yahweh is for me, so I will have no fear. What can mere people do to me? Yes, Yahweh is for me. He will help me. I will look in triumph at those who hate me. But we got to be wise. We got to be wise about these things. I tell you, wisdom is to run to him, to run to his holy word. That is wisdom. Isaiah 8:10 says, devise your strategy, but it will be thwarted. Propose your plan, but it will not stand. For Yahweh is with us. Speak that to anything that is not of him. Yahweh is with us. Psalms 27:1 says, a psalm of David, Yahweh is my light and my salvation. Who shall I fear? Yahweh is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Yeah, there's tough times ahead. Things are hard. People are worrying and people are in fear. But remember what the scriptures say. Remember what his holy servants asked him. The circumcised hearts were raised up. He said, he renews my strength. He guides me along the right paths. Brings me honor to his, bringing honor to his name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid. For you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect me and comfort me. Remember, the name of this devotional is Suffer Well. He didn't say not to suffer. He didn't say your life is going to be perfect after you accept him. He said, no, have a circumcised heart, and amongst everything, come to me and you will see the joy that you could feel because you'll be protected by me. When there's a thunderstorm outside and it's raining, and if you don't have an umbrella or any shelter, you're getting soaking wet and it's not good. You're in danger of getting struck by lightning and everything, which he controls, by the way, of who gets struck. But you find shelter, you get under that shelter, you could hang out there and see that rain falling and see all that lightning and thunder going on. But you could stay there dry and clean and just know you're covered by shelter. Well, how great to walk around this world, to walk around every day knowing that you're under his wing. He's going to protect you always, always. So beautiful, so beautiful. Deuteronomy 4:31 says, for Yahweh is your Elohim. He's a merciful Elohim. He will not abandon you or destroy you or forget the covenant he made with your ancestors. He will never leave you. Deuteronomy 31:8. He goes before you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Do not be afraid or discouraged. Remember his refuge. Remember, we can go to that shelter. Remember that. Psalms 9:9-10 says, Yahweh's a shelter for all the oppressed, a refuge at times of trouble, a refuge of times of trouble. Those who know your name trust in you. Do not abandon those who search for you. Run to him, folks. Ask him. Talk to him. Speak his name. Understand his safety that he gives us. Proverbs 27:12 says, the prudent sees danger and hides himself, but the simple go on and suffer for it. Yahweh is for us and with us. Remember Romans 8:28. And we know that for those who love Yahweh, all things work together for good. For those who are called according to his purpose, his purpose. And again, I could reflect at those times in my life. And so could you. Those times when you run to him and he answers your prayer. How beautiful it is, answered prayer. But we wait on him patiently with joy, knowing that he hears our prayers. No matter what. No matter what man tells you, no matter what a diagnosis from a doctor is. Doctor will give you medicine and you'll go out of your way and take your time to take that prescription out. And then you'll go and read that prescription and the directions. Take every morning with food. Take every night with food. Sometimes you wake up in the middle of the night to take it because that's what the directions say. Well, I submit to you, you need to run to the local bookstore and get yourself a Bible and read the directions in there. Ask me what you should do. That's what his word says. Come to me. Trust me. when we put more trust and faith in doctors and vaccines and all that stuff than him, it's no wonder why we get what we get and what we have what we have. We need to trust him. And now is the time. Now is the time that we're tested. Now is the time to ask him to remove those scales from your eyes so you see those things that are keeping you part of this world. You'll see those things that are keeping you far from him, and you'll appreciate his mercy that he was patient with you during those times. And now it's time for those scales to be lifted. Now is the testing. Now is the refining. Now is the fire. How many of you are able to, ready and willing to walk through that fire and be refined and come out the other side? Ask and trust him. Right now, everybody say, I am ready. Say it. Say it out loud. Wake up your neighbors. Say it. I am ready. I am ready. When you wake up in the morning and you open up your scriptures, I am ready. Let him use you. Don't let the world abuse you. Let Yahweh use you. Hallelujah. The time is now. We need to be ready. And this isn't something we do one day and we say, oh, we got that done, so we said it. No, every single day we need to run to him and ask him and be ready. And be ready. I will submit to you that we can't fear or have any fear of man's ways and man things. We need to be wise. But the wise aren't going to be studying all these numbers on the internet and studying all these reports and studying all which vaccine is better. No, the wise are going to be in his word. The wise are going to be on their knees praying. The wise are going to be speaking to him. That's who the wise are going to be. We need to be ready every single day. And that's my word for today. I'm ready. I'm so thankful for the things he's doing in my life. So thankful. So thankful. How beautiful it is at those times of darkness to see a light. At the times of darkness to see a light. How beautiful. How beautiful. And I could focus and look at all the darkness around me, but instead I appreciate the light that he brings me and he shows me. Thank you, Father. Thank you. So I pray everyone takes this seriously and understands that we have no reason to fear because Yahweh is near. And this is our devotional series of Suffer Well. You can see more at our website at TorahLifeMinistries.org. And you could also go to our Patreon page, patreon.com/TorahLifeMinistries. You can support us there. The best way you can support this ministry is with your prayers and your actions. And if you want to support us so this show can continue to be on the air and continue to get out there, there's donation places to do that on the website. Whatever you decide to do, don't do anything without asking him first. Praise a wonderful creator. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Have a blessed day, everybody. Stay safe. And remember, we are not to walk in fear. We're to walk in joy because we're under his wing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have a blessed day, everybody. And shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
There's a father when your father walks away, a friend when no one else knows your name, a light that shines when all the world goes dark, a hand that holds you when you fall apart. His name is Healer of your deepest scars.